We now will talk here softball. Lady Beaver softball team with a big win, doubleheader sweep yesterday over a pretty good Holcomb team as well. Both teams entered 2-0. Scott City left 4-0 and also 4-0 in the league. And a couple of good games, a couple of great experience, young teams as well, but with some good veterans mixed in as well. We're going to talk to a couple of those veterans and the elders on the softball team. Starting off here with catcher Tori Ford, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. What was it like and how fun was it to finally get back out there, play some competitive softball in April and or March and April for the first time in a couple of years?
It felt really, really good.
Yeah, and how do you feel like that you've played so far through four games?
Honestly, the first two games we played were a little rocky, but yesterday's games went a lot better, a lot smoother.
I know yesterday you told me before that you wanted to pick off a couple of people. Well, you accomplished that. That's kind of a fun feeling as a catcher, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just like an adrenaline rush after you do it.
Absolutely, yeah, and made a good catch there in foul territory as well. But you also in the second game got one finally over the fence there, and it just you couldn't be outdone by the fellow other catcher in the other team, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was just kind of ironic that both catchers hit two-run home runs in the first inning yesterday. Same scenario, one on, one out, but that home run is always kind of a fun thing.
Yes, very.
What are some things maybe you look to work upon here as you move through this season here?
Probably learning how to catch Cheyenne's curveball. That would be nice.
And you guys have worked together pretty well here so far, haven't you?
Yeah, I really like her. She's a really good pitcher, especially for a freshman.
Absolutely. And, you know, being a junior, you had a big role as a freshman right away, so you kind of helped teach a lot of those ropes as well. All right, Tori, good luck to you coming up here.
Thank
we'll
you.
Hopefully see you around.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Tori Ford joining us here. She'll hand the headset over to another teammate here, another junior and another veteran, Amber Lotta, played quite a bit of shortstop, and there she is again. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Four games in. How do you feel like things have gone for you so far?
Oh, the games against Ulysses, they felt slow, but then Holcomb came around and got a couple balls hit to me, so it got going.
Yeah, those were literally right at you yesterday. And the nice thing on those couple of those line drives, you didn't have to move very far to make those catches.
Just a little jump.
Just a little jump out. The one you even just reached out right to your right and made a step there. But, you know, that was pretty fun there as well. Those are a couple of fun games. What do you remember? And it's been a while since you've been in a close game like that, a couple of them. And what are those games like for you?
Oh, exciting. Very exciting. When Tori and I got that girl out, when it was first and third situation, it was just, that really got me going, really got me pumped.
Yeah, there's a lot of defining moments in that game yesterday, back and forth there. And what are some things maybe that you've maybe taken away from yourself through the first four games?
Hitting. Lots of hitting. Needed to work on hitting.
Well, that'll come in time here. But, you know, that's... You got a couple more days this week, so do you like a week like this where you have six games scheduled?
Sort of. It keeps us busy, but then again, we need a break.
Well, you know what? It's opportunity to get some wins, right?
Yep.
All right. What is something that you like to see the rest of the way here this year? What's a goal that you have?
Getting a home run. I just want to get one over that fence.
Well, I think maybe you can get one over the fence. Maybe you can get one inside the park, too. You never know.
Maybe. I was close the other day.
Yes, you were. Well, it is junior Amber Lotta joining us here. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, Amber Lotta joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now over to Coach Aaron Myers here. And Coach, yesterday coming in, you knew it was going to be a tough doubleheader there, and it turned out to be that way. A 10-3, 4-3 win, and I know when we talked about in the post game, but that was a couple of really quality played games there between you guys and Holcomb.
Yeah, it definitely showed what kind of team we are. And, you know, we didn't start the game. I mean, we didn't start that. We was 1-3 for, you know, a couple innings. And, you know, our girls just never gave up. I think it showed that they had grit and, you know, they just did whatever they could to win.
You know what I noticed looking back yesterday, First couple three innings, especially when you guys were on the defensive side in the field there, and just kind of a couple of routine things, I think, you know, some communication breakdowns that maybe you'd see from a team early on in the season. But then after that, it was there was a lot of chatter after that, really after that third inning of the first game.
Yeah, lots of chatter. You know, from last week at the Ulysses, playing against Ulysses, I feel like we're way too quiet in the dugout, and especially for, you know, beating a team 14-0. I mean, we should be the loudest team, and, you know, everybody should be able to hear us out here in Western Kansas. And I feel like we're a little quiet, and I don't like to coach a quiet team. So the girl, I gave the girls a goal to be super loud in the dugout, especially when we were playing offense. And so today I asked them on a scale from 1 to 10, how do you think we did with cheering in the dugout? And they all, a couple of them said 10, Tori being one of them. And we kind of average around a 6, 7, and 8, and I agree with that. So one of the goals we wanted to work on, and the girls accomplished it.
You don't ever want a 10 in April, because that means there you don't have a lot of room for improvement. So there you go, you have that room for improvement.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Tori, usually when she's cheering, she always has a 10 anyway. She's like that in basketball too. So
yeah,
she's just like the ultimate hype man.
Well, you know, we talk about your veterans. I thought they've continued to really step up and play well, of course, with the two here, and of course Melanie Duff as well, and then you have some of your sophomores and freshmen that have, of course, never saw the varsity field until last week here. But I thought that from games 1 and 2 to 3 and 4 here, we saw a lot of improvement, and a couple of them that come to mind, Hannah Tucker there, and also Michaela Miller over at first.
Yeah, this is by far probably the youngest varsity team I've ever coached before, and they're so much fun. They're energetic, and they're always wanting to learn and get better each day. And some of these girls, they play like they're juniors and seniors, and that makes my job so much easier. So when you were talking about earlier with the first and third situation, and Amber and Tori did really well, usually I call that, but to be honest, I missed that one, and Amber and Tori just took over and made their own call, and it worked out for him. So, I mean, it's just things that I can do, you know, that's, I can rely on these two girls to kind of take care of me, that some, you know, they see stuff that I don't see sometimes. And, they do so well about taking care of me.
Well, coming up here, another busy day. Tomorrow you get the road trip to Elkhart, and then, coming up on Friday, you get to be back home against Lake, and an opportunity to get to some games in, a few more wins, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, Elkhart is always kind of a different. Some weird things always happen in Elkhart, but you know, it's a weird field. You know, it's an infield grass field, and you know, I've never played on one of those even like myself as a player. So I mean, that's one of the reasons why I want to keep Elkhart in our schedule, just because it's something different, and they always are very competitive. They hit the ball really well. So, you know, it being a grass field, and it is, the pitching mound to me is a little bit higher than it is home plate. So it's a different situation, and I like that field just because it puts the girls in an odd situation. We're going to see what they'll do. And then, Lakin on Friday should be pretty competitive. I know they also have a very, very young team. I know she has a couple of freshmen and sophomore pitchers. The next 2 days will be fun.
Should be, as yeah, and then all of a sudden you're almost midway through your season. It goes fast here. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.